get paid for it. Because my son, he was supposed to go. Here's a man did not want to go to the Celtics.
He was drafted?
He was drafted 3 times. And he hid out. For 2 years he hid out.
For what? For Vietnam?
For Vietnam. He hid out. Mm. And he kept writing people telling people he had to take care of his mama. You know that kind of thing, right? Keep him going. But, and then when the letter would come, he tattled that up and go in the back room or in the project and lay down and stay in there for days. He wouldn't come out, that he meet. He was just like sick. Mm-hmm. So he had to go. He got this money, he had to go. So he went down there almost 2 years. He went down there to explain to them, my mother got all these children. My father and I with my mother, and she got these 9 kids, and I gotta be here. Right. And I got this frantic, that's what he was going to tell her, he was going to tell them, thinking that they would leave him alone. I got this frantic call from him and saying, "Ma, they got me, Mom, and they won't let me come home. They're taking me away, Mom. They're taking me away." They were like taking him away. But nothing to say. He was so desperate. And they sent him down south, praying him. Okay. Then somehow or another, he got a little gas because he's slow. You know, he was like slow. You're supposed to do something, and then the time you put the gas mask on. Mm-hmm. He was slow with that. He got very sick. And they still, like, when you got well, throw his ass back out there, start training again. Don't take this. Please don't take this.
I'm going to edit it. She won't hear this. She's going to see it typed out. So don't worry about it.
And they sent him anyway. So he did his year training. They sent him home for about a month. Then you're supposed to go to Vietnam. Here's a guy scared to death.
How old was he?
Oh, I really don't know at this point. But it was time for him to go. Let's put it like that, right? It was time for him to go, right? He came home, and he told me, "Well, you don't be here a month, and I got to go to Vietnam." Okay, Ronald. Ronald stayed there for a month. And then he got out 1 month and told me, "Well, I got to go now. Give me a big hug," because I was going to work and I left home. But I went to work about a week later. I was going to work, I met a friend of his. "Hi, Miss Harrison, how you doing?" Harrison, "I said, you know, I saw Ron out there, he looked so good." I said, "No, you didn't see Ron. Ron's in Vietnam." He said, "No, Miss Harrison, I saw Ron yesterday." I said, "What do you mean you saw Ron yesterday? Ron ain't going to Vietnam. Ron had to go over." He said, "Miss Harris, I'm telling you, Ron ain't in Vietnam." I saw Ron. Ron, I don't know how long Ron walked around. Ron knew that he had to go. Ron said, "I went down to the recruiting place and told him, okay, y'all looking for me." They picks him up and they sends him to Vietnam. Now this guy is scared to die. He's been scared to die from day one. And now they give him a job looking for buried mines. This is a guy that's afraid to go to war. And their job give him is looking for the buried mines. They know that, okay? So he says, the dogs, sometimes they had dogs, you know, dogs get blowed up. You have blood and guts from the dogs all over you, but you gotta still do this job. And he was there for almost a year. He sent me a picture, and I'll tell you what he said later. And he said one day, he went out, this was like about the ninth month he was there. He said he began to have these dreams that everybody went out and didn't come back, got wiped out, okay? And he began to tell his dreams to his platoon. You know, I don't know how many guys you have in a platoon. Okay, mm-hmm. But you got a sergeant, you got a what you call that?
A lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
A corporal. And then all the privates.
Right, and a sergeant, and all the privates. He began to tell the group his dreams, and you know, I'm not going out. And a lot of them began to listen to him, and we're not going out the platoon. That we sick, somebody sick, you know. It was messing up the platoon. Mm-hmm. The leaders don't like you to mess up the platoon. You got to be together. Ronnie messed up the platoon, because Ronnie was messing up the guy's head, right? And the guy like, "Man, Harris, you ain't going, I ain't going either," you know, like the platoon was split up, and, you know, they don't like platoon to get split. They want the big men to be right on the button, right? But Ronnie was not was a player. He was not a player because he was scared that he was going to die. So one night, he didn't go in, he just stopped going out. And what made it so bad is somewhere down the line, Johnson and them stopped the fighting. Okay? Stopped the fighting, and then everybody thought they were going to come home. And then they resumed the fighting. That was, this is down in history, this really happened. But, make a long story short, he was laying on his bed, and two MPs walked up to his bed and said to him, Harris, yes, on your feet. Yeah, I said, say, put your shoes on. So why? What do you want me? They want you down to headquarters. I said, Ronnie, I reached for my shoes, and the guy on the bunk behind him said, stood up and said, what do you want with Harris? What do you want him down to headquarters for? Said, they want to talk to him. Guy told him, said, he's a big guy. Guy told the MP, said, listen, Harris ain't going no place but me and him. We going with him. Get up, we going with Harris. We want to see what they want with you. And the MP told him, said, this ain't your business. He said, no, we're making our business, because if you taking him down there because we didn't go out on the line today, then we don't need to go down there. So the MP said, okay, we'll be back. And they left. And the guy told Ron, said, listen, them was not MPs. Those guys were not MPs. And Ron said, well, how you know? He said, I know MPs when I see them. Those were not MPs, trust me. I don't know what the hell they wanted with you, but they was not MPs. And Ron didn't go with them. And Ron said, late on the night, he went to go to the mess to get coffee. And when you walk out your door, this is sandbags stacked up high, that you had to walk through these sandbags, you know, like a hallway. And he said, I walk along there, and I heard like, and he said the sand started jumping off the bags on me. Sand was coming out the bags on him, you know, sand.
Somebody was shooting at him.
Right. He said, I fell down and I crawled back to the bunk and I told him about it. The guy said, I told you, them motherfuckers gonna kill you. So they're gonna kill your ass. That's what this about. And Ron said, I was too scared to go in the flesh. Right? I'm on record, I'm not saying. But he got put in jail. He made it possible for to get put in jail. Okay? So they put him in jail. And the jails over there was it's a hole in the ground. It's not on top of the ground.
Right.
Put the grates over it. Rain comes in on you. And he stayed there. And in the meantime, my other son was a volunteer. He volunteered for everything. Curtis. Curtis had went in when he was 15. They didn't know that. He had did a, when he was 16, he did Thailand. At 16, he was going to Vietnam. And at the time, we didn't know where Juan was because he was supposed to have been home. And we didn't hear from him where he was. So him and Johnny Morgan, you know, what you call him, the one your father lived with,
mm-hmm.
her brother, he was an MP over there. So he was MP in Thailand when Curtis was in Thailand. Curtis was just 17 at the time. So he told Johnny, he said, when I come back to Thailand, I'm leaving Thailand to go to Vietnam. Johnny said, I'm going with you so we can find where Ron is. So they went together from Thailand to Vietnam and they found Ron in jail there. They put him in jail. But this is a case where somebody's scared to death and you sent him out to find Barry Miles, okay? And then you put him in jail. Because he caused the incident to get put in jail. But they never proved that he did this. But they gave him 6 months. Okay? He was never proven he did it. And a dishonorable.